This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We filed a bunch of reports from Barcelona, more coming from Europe, in multiple countries where they have raised the taxes, cut off the resources, shut off the coal power plants to the point that Europe is collapsing. In fact, no country in Europe, statistically, admittedly, has been more economically destroyed than Spain. Spain has had more than 200 major coal-powered clean plants that just put out carbon dioxide and water vapor shut down the last 7-8 years. They put up wind farms that are a boondoggle, that don't supply the energy, that don't deliver the energy to where it's going. They lose about half of it on the lines. And people say, I don't care about coal, screw them. When you take cheap energy and you make it expensive, then no one can have factories. No one can have jobs. People have less discretionary income. It's all going to pay for your power bill. The electric cars go off of it. Everything slows down. I mean, the first thing you do in a military operation in World War II or Korea or Vietnam is bomb power plants. Well, the globalists don't bomb power plants. They just go, hey, I'm trendy. I'm a liberal. We're going to shut your power plants off. It's for the earth. knowing that they want you to have less discretionary income. They go, hey, it's trendy. 250 square foot apartments so we can raise your taxes on you. I mean, it's feudalism. Feudalism was about keeping people at a subsistence level or below it as political control. So you were so busy under economic domination that you couldn't ever be involved in anything else. So the nobility can ride by on their horses and look at the commoners who are about a foot or two shorter from malnutrition, and they have 5-6 kids. Two of them would be from mineral deficiencies, totally mentally retarded. This is in Japanese culture, European culture, Aztec culture. And they would call them the little people. They'd have snot all over their faces, starving. And they'd ride by, keeping on about 5 to 10% of the land to survive. If you killed a rabbit or a deer to eat, they'd kill your whole family, slit your throats, hang upside down, burn at the stake, whatever. And it's back the same deal. It's feudalism, same royalty, same people, same scum, mixed up with the Rothschilds. And that's austerity. That's Agenda 21. That's their plan. And once they get you addicted, though, to free government handouts and welfare, then they think you'll stay bound to the system as they slowly turn off the resources. The truth is free market can deliver unlimited resources, unlimited renaissance, anything you can imagine. Look how much we've progressed in 100 years. But globalism is about stopping that progression and only letting you have resources and tools and technology that are Trojan horses delivered from the gods in the Pelennor fields, in the golden fields of Elysium. And so we need to understand, we don't want to break away Elysium, the Greek legend of those that serve the gods, those that serve the elite, given life extension, given the power. We understand the human mind that envisioned Elysium can build Elysium, can build the fire of Prometheus for everyone, and it's not the devil who lies and tells the occult that he is Prometheus. It is the God of the heavens that has given us the Promethean fire to be able to go to the next level, and the system will never be able to suppress the human spirit from attaining that fire. You do not have to serve the Illuminati to gain the fire. That is a false fire. That is a false light. The Illuminati is not illumined. And you will only be illuminated when you have God in your heart and realize that what you do to the least of me, you've done to me, as Christ said. So I'm going to throw it back to David Knight, who's doing a fabulous job co-hosting the show. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, live, more street reports, more on-the-ground reports. The other reports we haven't aired yet today are on Infowars.com. If you want to air some of those with Watson, do. What are the names of the reports? We shot like 3 or 4. That one of them's got bad audio. We're trying to fix it, where I saw the street musician that was levitating, and I point out how it ties into the private Federal Reserve and its con game of creating, you know, false money, how you're a conspiracy theorist if you point out how the guy levitating in the streets of Barcelona isn't really levitating. It's a pretty powerful video. We've got a bunch of those coming up at InfoWars.com, but I'm just excited about the energy of humanity and the fact that in my gut, in my spirit, I know we're going to prevail over this tyranny. But the enemy attack is launching, is intensifying. So God bless you all, David.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. Wow. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host here in Austin. We're going to be joined by Paul Joseph Watson in just a moment. He's going to talk to us about the University of New Hampshire's bias-free language guide. We're going to talk to him about that story in just a moment. And, of course, we're going to have Alex Jones, who was just on with us live from Spain. He has a report that he's filed. We're going to play that at the bottom of the hour. Spain, the next domino to fall. Before I go to Paul, I just want to let you know that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. Products like Survival Shield X2. And, of course, we have a lot of reviews about Survival Shield X2 at our site. We have over 400 reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Over 99% of those respondents would recommend it to a family or a friend. Let me read you a couple of those right now. Archie the Bladesmith from Logan, West Virginia, says, I take it every day since I first bought the older nascent iodine several months ago. X2 wasn't out then, but it's much stronger. I think more clearly. My skin has cleared up a bit. More energy, It does everything it's reported to do. I will continue to use it as long as it's available. Another one from Happy Chappie in England, UK. He says, I've been taking X2 for a year now. It's changed my life in many ways. I feel I have more energy, a clear mind, feel good. The biggest change for me was depression. I would find myself depressed one day, find the next, but since taking X2, I haven't been depressed at all. Also have not been ill in any way, shape, or form. And the number of people that tell me I'm looking well has gone from never to all the time. Thanks, Alex, for waking me up. We had a lot of people talk about unusual things like that. We had someone tell us that they thought that it helped them to quit smoking. If we've got a nutritional deficiency, there's no telling how it's going to manifest itself in your body. Right now, you can get Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. It's in stock. It's a good time to stock up because we have free shipping. In July, we have free shipping at all products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, July is going to end tomorrow. So if you want to stock up on a supply of Survival Shield X2, if you want to get silver, it's a good time. We've got a special on that. Buy two silver, get two free. So you get it for half off. Buy four, buy two, and you get four. Half off the regular price. All these are free shipping today and tomorrow at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, going to this article Paul Joseph Watson has up on InfoWars.com, University of New Hampshire says using the word American is defensive, but not just that word. They have a long list, obese, normal, mothering, fathering, senior citizen, homosexual, illegal alien. Those are all discouraged. You know, Paul, I'd like to see if they could come up with a euphemism for bald so I didn't have to feel so bad about losing my hair. You know, I still wouldn't grow hair, but I could feel better about it maybe for a little while. What do you think?
Well, that's partly what it's about, David. It's about this cult of victimhood. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, instead of facing up to people's problems, like, you know, obese, for example, you've got the whole fat pride movement, which tries to take obesity, of course, which is incredibly unhealthy and should not be encouraged, and turn it into this social justice warrior movement. So this is a bias-free language guide posted on the official University of New Hampshire website. And to his credit, the University of New Hampshire president has come out. Even he has come out and basically said this is ridiculous. Of course, they say using the word American is offensive because it's not inclusive of people from South America. All those other examples you mentioned, normal, mothering, fathering, homosexual, illegal alien, senior citizens, they're all offensive and they're all to be discouraged. But what this is about is, again, mainstreaming lunacy. People pick holes in some articles that I write and say, well, this is just some idiots, some extreme leftist radicals on Twitter or Tumblr that are coming out with this. But it's not. As we saw with a previous article from the University of Wisconsin, where they said that complimenting people of color or saying, for example, that an Asian person is good at maths is a racial microaggression. And this is coming from the universities. This is what faculty and students are being taught. So it's not just some extreme crazy radicals on the internet. This is what the next generation is learning. This is what is being mainstreamed right now in America at the college level.
Absolutely, Paul. You know, when I look at this, when we look at language control, that's really about population control. Just like we talk about gun control, that's really population control. This is about intimidating people, isn't it, Paul? It's about creating a climate of intimidation. And it's also, when we look at political terms, I mean, that's a huge political aspect right there. But when we look at some of these political terms, they're really seizing the high ground of political debate. Because if you can define the terms, you can define the argument. So there's multiple aspects of this that we should all be very worried about. But I think the key thing to me in looking at all this, at first glance, it looks silly, it looks hypersensitive, it looks politically correct, but it really is a form of control and intimidation.
Yeah, it's about changing the definition of words and phrases. It's not about being sensitive to people and not wanting to offend people. Look at the examples. You know, they say calling people illegal aliens is politically incorrect, offensive. But then what do they suggest it's replaced with? Quote, person seeking asylum or refugee. So, of course, that completely eliminates all the pejorative context from illegal immigrant, somebody breaking the law to illegally enter the country, and turns them into some kind of political refugee. The same with other examples. As I said, you know, they say replace obese or overweight with, quote, people of size. So again, that completely eliminates the context that being obese is a bad thing and not something that should be accepted or encouraged. Of course, we're not going to bully people and call them names because they're overweight, but the whole fat pride movement that this is attached to actually encourages body positivity for grossly obese people. So it's actually harming their health, making them more likely to succumb to terminal illnesses. They also talk about cis-centrism, which, quote, includes the lack of gender-neutral restrooms, locker rooms, and residences at the university. So again, it's all about creating this cult of victimhood where everybody's a special little snowflake and your free speech, your language, the very words that you use need to be curtailed, even at university, which is supposed to be a bastion of free speech where open free discussion is encouraged. Now in many universities in America, it's the opposite. You know, they have safe spaces when dissident feminists like Christina Hoff Sommers go to a university to do a talk about how insane third wave feminism is. These students have to escape to these safe spaces where they won't come in contact with any of the talking points that she brings to her presentation. So instead of about open being about open and free discussion, which is what universities were about in the past and should be about, it's about curtailing free speech. It's about censorious programs that dictate that this kind of language is some kind of thought crime, and even to utter it is to be offensive and politically incorrect.
Yeah, you know, it's been that way at university for a long time. I'm pretty old. I went when I was getting my electrical engineering degree. I had to be very careful about the classes, the professors that I had, because there were all these Marxists, basically, that were trying to harass and intimidate you to use their classes as a tool of social control, as a tool of manipulation. But, of course, now all the guilt-tripping about white privilege has become systemic throughout the universities, all of them, pretty much, and, of course, the MTV program that we covered before. I really hate to see this kind of cultural Marxism. Again, as I said, it's just a form of control and intimidation, and it's absolutely outrageous. It's also ridiculous when we look at things like obese or overweight being replaced by the euphemism people of size. People of size. Of what size? That's the issue, I guess, right, Paul?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the MTV thing again. A lot of actual liberals, though, you'll find now, are coming out and rebelling against this because they see that basically the craziest people have seized control of the dialogue, of the narrative, and now they're in these key positions of power at universities, in the media. Not only did we have the MTV White Privilege show, which aired about a week ago now, you know, telling white people that they should be ashamed, for example, about what happened to the Native Americans, which they have no connection to whatsoever, despite the fact that, you know, all the Native American tribes were killing each other. That doesn't matter. It's white people that are evil. And then after that, they put out another video, which again touched upon the University of Wisconsin microaggressions, things like, you know, saying that you liked black culture was racist, but also not liking black culture was racist. So basically, whatever you say, you're racist. If you're white, you're born a racist, which is basically what these social justice warriors believe. And then you have to live your entire life as an act of apology simply for your skin color, which is, of course, inherently racist. So this is coming out at the educational level. It's coming out at the media level. And, you know, if you're active on Twitter, as I am, you know that these people have seized control of the narrative in many areas of political discussion on Twitter. And that's why it's a big threat, because they are controlling the narrative to a great extent. And if you're not embroiled in that on a day-to-day basis, as I am, then it's easy to dismiss it as just some radical extremists on Tumblr or whatever. But, you know, this has gone really far now with all these different free speech guides being given to students and faculty members at universities, telling them what they can and can't say, and, you know, something that might offend the precious little snowflakes. And it is a threat to free speech, and it's a growing one.
You know, there's a little bit of schadenfreude here, Paul, on my part. When I look at this and I look at the nonsense of this, the Marxism of this, I'm thinking that these people are paying fantastic amounts of money to go into debt in a university system, getting a degree that is going to be absolutely irrelevant and useless to their lives. So that's going to, you know, what goes around comes around. Before we go to break, and we're going to be back with Paul in the next segment, we have a breaking story from Mikhail Phelan at InfoWars. Of course, he broke the news in an interview with hackers a couple of days ago, saying they were looking at the Planned Parenthood emails. Now, this second claimed hack that happened, those hackers are saying that Planned Parenthood faked that attack so they could use it as fundraising. Check out that story at InfoWars.com. Hackers behind Planned Parenthood breach accused company of faking second attack to provoke donations. We'll be right back.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Tell all the folks to rush up and try to
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in Austin, and joining us now is Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. We've been talking about the weaponization of our language that is taking place primarily in the universities. That's where they're beginning all of this, the preoccupation with white privilege. Now it's taken to an absurd level at the University of New Hampshire, where they have a bias-free language guide, where they're basically redefining everything. But understand that behind this, this is not just about intimidation of people. That's a big part of it. They talk about microaggression. Really, they're the ones being aggressive. But language control, like gun control, like transportation control, is people control. That's fundamentally what this is about. This is what these Marxists are really trying to do, as well as defining the terms of the debate and seizing the high ground by defining those terms. Going back to Paul Joseph Watson, Paul, break this down some more for us.
Yeah, it's exactly that. It's about hijacking the terms that we all use on a day-to-day basis and either saying that now they mean something else or that they're racist and politically incorrect. I mean, Alex talks about it often. You know, they stop using the term brown bags up in Seattle because that could be considered racist. And every single day I post examples from people who are going to these universities. They post stuff on Twitter like, you know, if you order beef well done, then that's racist because there's a history of white people giving spoiled beef to African-American slaves. And it's that kind of insanity that now dominates much of the narrative. And it's also now took firm grasp in universities, and that's why we're seeing more of this come out every single week now.
Yeah, it's just, it also underscores, as we said before, how silly and irrelevant the universities have become, hasn't it? I would not call them institutions of higher learning for most cases. I don't think people need to go into massive debt to get most of these degrees. I mean, even for technical degrees or law degrees or doctor degrees, I mean, that's the only way you can get into those fields. Nevertheless, it's starting to get to the point where it doesn't really pay.
Well, no, and then they complain about, you know, the gender pay gap while taking gender studies degrees that are no good to anyone. You're not going to get a job out of it. So, you know, it's a vicious circle. And then going on to this, you know, Cecil the Lion controversy, which you talked about yesterday. Of course, trophy hunting is reprehensible. It's basically just shooting something that's been imprisoned in a pen and then posing with its dead body. It actually discredits hunting. It's reprehensible. But the thing about this Cecil the Lion issue is Peter came out and accused this Walter Palmer, this lion hunter, of, quote, lacking empathy, understanding, and respect for living creatures. This is an organization that literally their business model revolves around slaughtering healthy, defenseless animals. 96% of the animals that come through Peter's doors end up dead. So Peter is out there lecturing us all on how such a big shame this Cecil the Lion killing is, which it is. Meanwhile, they're literally killing healthy kittens and dumping them in garbage bags while people give their donations to Peter in the name of Cecil the Lion. So again, just this rampant hypocrisy that surrounds all these contrived outrage campaigns. Yes, it's outrageous, but then to allow people who are so hypocritical to seize that narrative and use it to raise money, again, it's completely reprehensible, and that's what Peter's doing right now.
And, of course, we see all these organizations. There's a story by Kit Daniels talking about how leftists suggest that African lions are more important than African Americans because they certainly do care less about all the murders by African Americans than they do about Cecil the Lion, if you look at the number of column inches that they devote to this. As I was saying earlier, you know, yeah, trophy hunting, that's one issue. But let's talk about the Planned Parenthood people. They don't talk about that either. They don't talk about how they're doing, how they're hunting babies to essentially buy their trophy cars and their trophy homes. I find that abhorrent.
Well, the Cecil the Lion issue got more coverage from U.S. news networks in one day than the Planned Parenthood videos have received over the past 2 weeks.
Yes.
And then again, you look at somebody like Kermit Gosnell, you know, who killed babies after they were born. It took 56 days for all three broadcast networks in the U.S. to even report on that. And there was no huge public shaming campaign against Kermit Gosnell because that wasn't liberal, that wasn't trendy. So again, we care more about big cats than we do defenseless human babies, and that's a big problem.
Well, you know, actually, you know, Paul, you're talking about Kermit Gosnell. We talked about the fourth video. They're coming out very rapidly now. I think they're trying to do it before they get a restraining order put on there. And we had in this fourth video, they say sometimes if someone delivers before we get to see them for a procedure, then we have an intact baby. That's the ghoulishness of these people who are out there looking for their Lambos. Stay with us right after the break. We're going to have a special report from Alex Jones. Spain, the next domino to fall. We'll be right back. Thank you, Alex.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Earlier in the show, we were joined live by Alex Jones in Spain. And, of course, Alex is going to the various European countries that are on the perimeter looking to see if they're going to do to Spain, to Italy, these other countries, what they are doing to Greece. And, of course, we just learned today that although it looked like Greece had been forced to accept a recessionary bailout deal, that's what Tsipras said. He said, well, we're not proud of it, but we have created some cracks in European neoliberal hegemony. Well, no, you didn't. Because even as bad as this second deal is, and it was far worse than the first deal that the Greek people said no to, but that Tsipras, their socialist leader, said yes to, as bad as that deal was, now the IMF is saying in private memos that have come out from London Financial Times. Yes, the Financial Times, and this was also put out by Business Insider, saying leaked memos say that IMF negotiators are not interested and participating in policy discussions until other conditions are met. So IMF is looking like they're going to back out of this as well. Alex Jones is filing reports as he's going through these countries in Europe. We have another one right here. Spain, the next domino to fall. Here's Alex Jones's report.
I want to be clear as we report from the hilltops above Barcelona, Spain. The New World Order global corporate fascist combine is not a Nazi conspiracy. It is not a Nazi conspiracy. The Nazis themselves were a spinoff of the robber barons of Europe, England, and the United States trying to formulate a governmental plan for the world. And there was a debate between communism and fascism. This is in the mainline history books around the time of 1900. They bankrolled both major movements. All the big mega banks, powerful combines, had made their fortunes by funding both sides over and over and over again. But when you look at Spain, this parallel has never been clearer. It was the Treaty of Rome in 57 that set up the European Union as a so-called trade deal, just like NAFTA and GATT, by stealth. Now, as they implode the nation states with artificial debt, their answer is get rid of any sovereignty. This is in the news. And transfer all power to the unelected EU dictatorship that is run by the same private central banks that have gotten the countries to sign on the debt. And then when you look at the parallels of how Spain was fascist in World War II and then never got in any trouble for it right up until 1975 when Francisco Franco handed over power to Juan Carlos and passed through the power chain down to pick the prince who he personally trained and groomed to be the successor, who is in control of Spain today. And they just have a semi, you know, vestigial elected government, or ceremonial is more the word. They act like the king is ceremonial and vestigial, but in truth he has the constitutional powers and the control. And again, they were able to get the people to support the fascist model because the alternative is to be invaded basically by the Middle East and Africa and taken over and to go under Islamic rule or to have gone under communist rule. So this is why the globalists time and time again end up funding both sides of any equation, or in some cases all three sides, is so that they can then judge the outcome of the battle and then throw their weight behind the organization that basically works with them and goes along with their ultimate plan. Sometimes they'll even betray a group that works with them and then double back and put somebody else in control. And what happened to Hitler and Mussolini was a great example of that. They were basically set up. You want to come and talk? All right, brother. A lot of folks recognize InfoWars, which is exciting. So people understand what's happening. And so you have to understand, the EU is a totalitarian movement. It is destroying sovereignty, and any country that goes along with its demands never gets out of debt. You only get more debt. And you end up with 50% unemployment like some areas, 40% unemployment that Spain has, because they want you domesticated. They use economic warfare as a tool of control. And whether it's fascist crony capitalism or whether it's communism, they don't care because it's centralized. And Carol Quigley, in his book Tragedy and Hope, that was written secretly for the State Department but then later released, admits all this. It's an 1,100-page book. It's on the Scribe and different sites online. We sell the book at InfoWarsStore.com if you want to read it. It's back in print. You can read The Anglo-American Establishment, written by Carol Quigley. You can read Brzezinski's 5 books. What's so frustrating to me is this is all admitted. Brzezinski, in his book The Technotronic Era, written in the 70s, admits the governments control the narcotics trade. He admits that they finance both sides of the wars and that's how they control people. They put Mao Zedong into power, who killed, you know, 80-plus million people. So just understand, these people are absolutely evil. And I use the Emperor Palpatine analogy a lot because when Episode 3 came out a decade ago, mainstream news said, we don't understand this plot. We don't get it. First they're fighting against the Trade Federation, then they're not fighting against it, and then all of a sudden the Emperor takes over. Well, he's a senator who stages an attack on his planet to get more power and to become prominent. Then he gets elected chancellor, gets more power out of the next terror attack that happens, and then finally he wipes out the internal police forces and the old republic to make himself dictator, doubling back and saying that they're the terrorists. See, that's exactly what's happening in America with the Liberty Movement. They claim the police state is to fight radical Islamic terror, but then they turn around and they say that it's for the veterans, the gun owners, the patriots, the old republic. I mean, and Lucas even came out in a Vanity Fair article. Well, he gave a press conference. It was in Vanity Fair. It was also in Hollywood Reporter. And said, don't you get it? This is what happened on 9/11. He says, I'm going to leave it at that. But this movie, I rewrote it, episode 3, this is 9/11, which is where a central government gets power out of basically financing an outside group to attack, letting them attack, then turning around, double-crossing them, taking the liberties domestically, but also conquering the outlying planets, which you interchange for outlying countries. This is Hegelian dialectic. This is Machiavellian systems. It's not that complex. But, see, the public couldn't understand it because it was so real as an allegory. Just come out of the cave, break your conditioning, realize what's happening, and realize that they're warning the public and the press, don't even talk about this here. And that's why we then dared to come here. I was just going to go to Greece and just go to Italy. But then when I saw the major shift in Spain that's been happening for a long time towards total fascism, we had to come here and see this historical event as it unfolds. The people built that. Their art, their beauty. It's a wonderful culture here in Spain. And it's sad to see it caught between radical Islamic garbage and communism and being forced to go with fascism. And the people have a lot of courage here. They have a lot of honor. I believe that Spain is going to be able to come through this. They've so far bowed to the EU on record and are just being torn apart. And it just gets worse and worse to see the EU being able to do this. And it was a proto-Nazi program to conquer Europe by economics, not by military control. So Spain couldn't be conquered or reconquered itself from radical Islam. Spain threw off so many other invasions and so many other attacks. Spain once was a greater empire than England. And now they've been conquered by a bunch of slimy bankers in suits who have their puppet king who they finance and control. I mean, I've been to Bilderberg when Juan Carlos is there meeting secretly. And that's why they don't want this discussed. They don't want the public to even know. Daniel Estulin, who lives in Spain, has the number one best-selling book here for like a decade running because the people are hungry for the truth. And so that's the good news. And I believe we have courage and stand up against this, that Spain and the rest of the world can find a way out of this. But Spain is next probably to be collapsed, that or Portugal, and then Italy. We're going to Rome to show what the London Telegraph and others have said is basically imminent collapse. All right, that's another report from the ground where we're talking to folks on the street and more. A lot of key reports coming up. Alex Jones for InfoWars.com.
Again, that's Alex Jones reporting from Spain. Spain, the next domino to fall is the name of that report. And as we were talking to Alex when he was on with us live, we were talking about how, you know, many people are concerned about what happened in Greece. Certainly the people have gotten a horrible deal there. Part of that deal is taking away their sovereignty, starting to dictate to them how their laws are going to be, laws that might affect the bankers' profits. And even this bad second deal is now being reneged on by the IMF, according to documents that have been leaked to the Financial Times. We can see that it's not just Greece, however, where they're taking over control. The European Parliament is debating whether they will let individual countries ban GMOs. The same thing we see happening in this country. So they've already lost their sovereignty. Look at what's happening in the United States. And, of course, this is all what the Trans-Pacific, Transatlantic Partnerships are about. It's about turning over the sovereignty of our countries to the corporations who are writing those agreements. They will then prohibit at a global level anything that will harm the profits of big pharmaceutical companies, of big corporations like Monsanto. They will establish extensive copyright controls over everything, and those copyright controls will not only make them incredibly rich, leave them the owners of everything, but it will also be used to control the internet as a means of saying that they have to exercise internet control. We have this article showing what's happening here in the United States. Of course, Boehner and McConnell are destroying the party from the top. This is from WND. Well, I would say I don't really care if Boehner and McConnell destroy the party. They don't care about the GOP. I don't care about the GOP. We care about issues. But, of course, regardless of what happens to the country, and, of course, the open borders are about bringing in cheap labor, exporting jobs, importing workers for their corporate masters, people like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's why Boehner and McConnell won't do anything. That's why nobody else in the GOP will do anything. You've been had. It was less than a year ago that you voted for them to do something about Obamacare, which is crony capitalism. You voted for them to do something about the open borders, which is crony capitalism, really. But, of course, they're not. Instead, what they did was they handed over their sovereignty, their responsibility, their duty to pass legislative laws. They've handed that over now to the corporate lobbyists who are writing these sovereignty-destroying, economy-destroying treaties that they call free trade. That's what this has all been about. You know, they sell us the runaway welfare state, and they do that in other countries like Venezuela and Greece. They do that best with a socialist at the helm. But it also works with Republicans there as well, because this is fundamentally corporatism. It is fundamentally fascism. As Alex was pointing out, they have these phony two different sides. They put Mao in charge. It was German bankers who put Lenin in charge of Russia. But then we were told that Hitler and Russia were on opposite sides. No, not true. It's the same guys who are running this scam everywhere. Let's talk about the open borders. Let's use that term that we're not supposed to say, illegal alien. Yes, because alien means that they're not a citizen. And illegal means that they are doing this, they're here in violation, non-citizens in violation of the law. We have a story up on Infowars.com. Angry judge rails against the immigration system as an illegal alien faces rape and murder charges. He says, we don't even know who he is. Now, what has happened here? This is a story from BizPack Review. They say failure to enforce immigration laws has again left an innocent woman shot to death, another wounded, a teenager sexually assaulted, and a judge on the warpath. An illegal alien, 35, is accused of fatally shooting a 60-year-old woman, attempting to kill another woman, attempting to rape his own 14-year-old niece on Monday, and this came just weeks after the U.S. Border Patrol refused to take him into custody because he hadn't committed a crime other than being here illegally, because those crimes don't matter. Selective enforcement of the law. How about equal protection of the law for American citizens? Let's play the clip from WKYC.
Turns out, police met Razzo at least once before. 3 weeks ago, Lake County Sheriff's deputies responding to calls of a suspicious vehicle at a Painesville golf course. Razzo comes out from a wooded area and admits to being in the U.S. illegally, the report says. A call to U.S. Border Patrol and a detective decides not to retain Razzo, and he was free to go.
So he's free to go. Again, catch and release. They don't do this for Americans. We can have illegal aliens under the Secure Communities Act. They were supposed to have been turned over to ICE if they had fingerprints on file. That would mean that they had previously created a crime, meaning that that could be something where they were deported once and then they decided, well, you know, I really still don't care about your borders, so I'm going to come back in again. Or it could be a violent crime. But they were supposed to turn them over to ICE to deport them because, you know what, when you violate the immigration laws, you're still violating the laws. But, of course, as we've seen here in Austin, and I went to a meeting where the Democrat Party harangued a black Democrat sheriff and told him, you're in the wrong party. You're supporting this Secure Communities Act. And he says, I'm simply doing my job as law enforcement. When I see people who have a criminal record, I am turning them over as I'm required to do under federal law. But they wanted him to ignore the law, to violate the law. And, of course, our police chief, Art Acevedo, is doing that. So this guy gets turned loose, and he goes out, and again, as I mentioned, he killed a 60-year-old woman. He attempted to kill another woman. He attempted to rape his 14-year-old. And when he's brought before the judge, this is what the judge has to say.
I can't set a bond high enough. I cannot set one high enough. He's had somebody that we don't even know who he is, why he's in this country, why he's here illegally, and why he allegedly committed a murder.
Finally, we get somebody who is angry about this. It's good to see that happening. You know, I was just talking in the first half hour to Paul Joseph Watson, and we're talking about how language is being manipulated. I saw this amazing interview on NPR with Woody Allen. And as part of this interview, listen to how they play with language. They come to him and they say, the separation between church and state, between artists and their personal lives, do you think the allegations that you sexually abused your adopted daughter, Dylan Farrow, do you think those have affected how people approach your movies? You hear that? Do you hear that? If he's got allegations of him sexually abusing his adopted daughter, then that's just a separation of church and state issue. Really? According to NPR, that's just the separation of church and state. And, of course, it's not just that. It's Woody Allen's interview, which is making headlines in all different kinds of outlets, where he's talking about his quote-unquote paternal relationship with Sun Yi. Now, to back this all up, Woody Allen at the time was living with Mia Farrow. They didn't officially get married, but they adopted children together. They had a child together. And she also had adopted children from a previous marriage. One of those was Sun Yi. When their relationship began, she was 8 years old. When that relationship ended, Sun Yi was 20 years old. The reason that relationship between Mia Farrow and Sun Yi ended was because Mia Farrow found nude pictures of Sun Yi that Woody Allen had taken. I don't know what age she was when that happened. But that in and of itself should raise a lot of questions, especially the fact that Woody Allen starts talking about in this interview how he says, I was paternal. She responded to someone paternal. Now, he switched a couple of letters around there. He was parental. He was parental. Okay? He was 62 at the time, and she was 20. He was her parent. He had a parent relationship with her. But he says, she responded to someone paternal. I liked her youth and energy. It was just a fling. But then there became more of it, and we got serious. So he got serious about this 20-year-old when he's 62 years old and he's her parent. But, of course, all this can just be dismissed as some kind of a weirdo separation of church and state issue. You know, we shouldn't get into that. We have completely lost our moral foundation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Alex
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in this last segment of the Alex Jones Show today. Just want to remind you that this hour of the Alex Jones Show has been brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. Products like Silver Bullet. And right now we have put in a special. Buy two Silver Bullet, get two free. And, of course, we have free shipping through the end of July, which is tomorrow. So if you get Silver Bullet, if you buy two of them, you get four of them. Half price off, and you get free shipping. Silver Bullet is a powerful colloidal silver product, free of artificial additives, perfect for your preparedness supply, concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water. There's a reason that listeners have dubbed Silver Bullet as their preparedness silver. That's right. While it's in stock, you can stock up on it. It's not going to go bad, and you can get it with free shipping and at half price. Buy two, get two free. Now, coming back to the news, we had a story that I didn't get to yesterday. It made me think about it when I was talking about Woody Allen in the last segment, because kind of like, you know, you've seen the pictures of Jonathan Pryce, the actor who was in Brazil, and the current Pope. I mean, they look like doppelgangers. I mean, these guys look like they were brothers, separate, twin brothers, separated at birth. When I was talking about Woody Allen, it reminded me of Alan Dershowitz's story. He came out and said, the Second Amendment is an absurd thing in our Constitution. If I could write the Bill of Rights over again, I would skip Amendment Number 2. This is a Harvard law professor, emeritus. He said, we've tried an experiment for the last 250 years, and it's failed miserably. We have to start a new approach. Well, I would say that the experiment of America, of constitutional America, was really only tried for about 80 years, and we created a corporate empire. It was a corporation, and it was an empire, not a republic. He says, if I could write the Bill of Rights over again, I would skip Amendment Number 2. We're the only country in the world that puts in our Constitution the right to bear arms. It's an absurd thing to be in our Constitution, but it's in our Constitution. We have to live with it. Well, at least he says that. At least he doesn't just ignore it, like the Supreme Court, like our legislators at the state level, at the local level, at the national level. That is an absolute right. It was not established by the Constitution. It was a recognition of fundamental human rights. And the Second Amendment is a prohibition of the government's actions. But of course, now we've taken the opposite approach. We understand now, today, we've been taught that everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted by the government. And that applies to drugs of any kind of sort. It's not just the DEA that prohibits everything unless they expressly permit it. It is also FDA that does that for cancer drugs, for other things. You have to get their permission before you can do any of it. We've seen some good news that has come out recently. Yesterday, we had a story up on InfoWars.com where you can watch the historic Denver Fluoridation Forum. This is the first information session on the issue, and it is pressure to end fluoridation in that area. Nevertheless, today we have an article up on InfoWars, so you win some, you lose some. It's a constant battle. Watch out for this gender-bending plastic chemical that isn't BPA. So people become aware of what the problem is with BPA. They come to their government. They get it prohibited, and unlike GMOs, it's not been pushed back at the national or international level, as they're now doing with GMO legislation. But then they come up with a substitute chemical, and that appears to be every bit as bad. And again, I want to remind you, take a look at this article. We didn't have time to talk about it a great deal, as we've been talking about the fourth video that has come out about the Planned Parenthood stings. There was evidence that they are talking about taking children that were born live and saying, yeah, that one's intact. That is an amazing confession. And we have an article up on InfoWars.com. The hacker group that Mikhail Thelen talked to a couple of days ago, saying that they had hacked Planned Parenthood's email, they're now saying that this second hack, taking down the email site, was a setup for donations. Join us tonight at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home-run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.